Hello, everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Tramonet, and today we have a special surprise. This is going to be a Mother's Day edition episode, and I'm bringing back my friends Nadia Sims, Anna Ambucci, and Jaquille. If you guys remember them from a couple months ago, they're all amazing activists and actresses, actors, and like influencers and directors. They're all just amazing, and I'm so happy that I was able to bring them back on today. And we're just going to be talking about the sacrifices our moms have made for us and how blessed and grateful we are for them in our lives. And I'm just so excited to get into today's conversation. So hello, everyone, welcome back.
Yes, it's good to be back.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Of course. So let's just hop straight into it. How do you guys usually celebrate your Mother's Day? For us, when life was normal, like, you know, we would go to church, you know, go for a service, and then you like all go to Cheddar's. If anyone knows where that is, it's like the best restaurant ever. I will always love their croissants. And we would just like hang out for like the rest of the day, or sometimes my mom likes to escape to a hotel because she has like six kids. So like she needs a break sometimes. So sometimes she likes to escape to a hotel. But like, what are your kind of Mother's Day traditions?
Mine is usually I either take her out for lunch or I order in for lunch, and I always make her like this video. I have this tendency of making everybody videos. So I always, every Mother's Day, she looks forward to those videos too. And she knows I always prepare them. So every Mother's Day, I make her a video and I also give her a card, and we always dance. And then we watch our favorite movie, which is Coming to America. That is our tradition.
That is
so awesome. Cute. You can go. Thanks. So I guess for me, we kind of just stick to the same things too. We kind of just get up in the morning. Sometimes my dad will go out and buy her a croissant because that's her favorite food. She loves bread and cheese. That's like her favorite. And we also like to get her some gifts, like maybe some gift cards for her to go get her nails done or hair done or whatever. And we also like to just draw outside with chalk and say Happy Mother's Day for her every single year. And we also like to leave her alone because that's another favorite thing she likes to do. We love to just, because that's what she likes to do, because she has to deal with us every day and it's time for her to have a break, so we just let her be.
That is a sweet tradition. That's really sweet.
Thanks.
Yeah, so for me, usually my dad will make her like some breakfast, like eggs and like a nice special breakfast that she likes. We usually go out for dinner or lunch or something like that, and I will get her like a present or something. It varies each year. I don't get her like the same thing, so I don't, I'm still trying to choose what I'm getting her this year, but it's pretty simple. Just like eating food a lot is one of the things, and it's hard for her to get away really because it's me, my dad, and my dog JJ was also a boy, so she's the only girl, and she doesn't really have anywhere to get out to because she is wearing COVID. So but yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
That's awesome. And I love the traditional classic breakfast in bed. I always got to do that with my mom. And like, now that I'm older and I get to use the stove by myself, I am trying to learn how to cook so I know how to make her something nice. So maybe when you guys, this is like recorded the Friday, and like Mother's Day is in like 2 days just for reference, and this should be coming out the day after. But maybe I'll try and cook something up. I'll probably keep you guys updated. But yeah, I love the classic breakfast and bread. I love all your traditions. That's very sweet. Nadia, I love the chalk idea. I haven't like used like chalk on like a laptop in so long. It brings back so many memories. Maybe I'll have to get into that and get a little bit of like colorful chalk of my own and write a nice message. But I love all your traditions. What is something special about your mom's that kind of makes her like no other? Like for my mom, the tremendous sacrifice that she's made for me is like unimaginable. She is always there and, you know, driving me hour and a half, an hour to my ballet rehearsals, staying there the whole time and driving me back. You know, we like to go shopping together and, like, you know, she buys my clothes and, like, just, she almost never gives me a no, which is truly a blessing because most moms can't do what my mom does. So I truly appreciate her for that. But what is something that is special about your moms?
Well, my mom is very special because, like you said, she makes a lot of sacrifices for me. She does so much for me, and I can't even, like, if I were to repay her someday, I could never because she's just done so much. And I really just wish I can do something back for her because she's just an amazing person, and she's brought me to auditions, and she's got me into modeling, and pretty much all my life, ever since I was 6 months old, I started modeling, and up until now, she's just done so much for me, and that's what makes her so special, other than the fact that she's just an amazing, all-around, wonderful mother, and she's just amazing, and I can't even describe how much I love her.
What makes my mom very special is my mom is the most hilarious person I know. Like, she has the most contagious laugh, like the most contagious smile. I think that's where I get it from, is from her. And she just is very driven, and she makes me driven and makes me determined. And she gives the best advice ever, like literally the best advice. And she always reminds me not to give up. And she also reminds me to turn to God when I'm feeling, you know, hopeless or helpless. And she's just always just been by my side. And it's been really great to have her in my journey in life in general. And she's just a super mom is what I like to call her, a super mom. She's really just a super mom. And she really didn't have to do any of this for me. She doesn't have to take me to auditions. She doesn't have to keep, you know, doing these self-tapes with me because of COVID now, the moms are the readers. So she doesn't have to keep doing this. But she does because she believes in me, she supports me, and she helps me, and she just is an amazing woman, and I love my mother.
Yeah, mine is kind of really similar to you guys, the effort that she puts in, like, especially with my organization. I wouldn't be able to do it without the support, so being that, like, having that support with everything is what makes her stand out, and also, like, she's very laid back and, like, cool. She's not, like, a strict mom, which is awesome to have, which is such a blessing because I know that she can just completely turn in a snap to, like, this super strict mom, doesn't let me do a lot of things. So being that she's, like, kind of like a teenager in some ways is awesome. Yeah, I would say those two things.
That's beautiful. I'm glad that you guys are able to point out very special and intact things about your moms. I know we're all very different in our own ways, and I'm so happy that you guys can just pinpoint that and say and, like, recognize how special our moms are. Because, like you said, our moms don't have to take us to our auditions. Our moms don't have to take us to our friends' birthday parties. They don't have to pay for our dinner. They don't have to pay for our clothes. And they choose to because they care for us and they love us. And there's nothing more, there's no one more nurturing or more selfless than moms, I think. And I think that we all can, like, as inclusivity and say that our moms are truly, like, no other people. They're
and sometimes we take our moms for granted.
All the time.
We tend to take our moms for granted a lot, and we get in fights with them, we yell at them, like, yeah, no, you're wrong, I'm right.
Like, but at the end of the day, like, my best friend, but other times it's like, right, please get out of my room. Like,
right. I know exactly how you feel, but you know what? I mean, we just really gotta appreciate them because
right,
they do so much for us.
Yeah, mamas know best. Mamas know best.
They sure do. They sure do.
So, what is one of the funniest experiences that you guys have had with your mom? One time, we were in Pennsylvania. We were visiting my friend who is in a play. If you guys know Lexi Underwood, she's an upcoming actress. And she was in The Lion King at the time. And she was able to, like, go get lunch with us. We're like, okay. So, like, we go. And then she's like, okay, I have to get ready for my next show. So she had to go, you know, back into the green room, like two blocks down or something like that. And so we walked with them a little bit later, and then my mom was like, I'll get Lexi's, like, food, like, I'll pack it all up and then I'll bring it down. We are all across the street, right? And I see my mom walking. She's in like high heels in a dress, just like with her food, just like walking. And she's like, hey, she's like on the crosswalk in the middle of the road. Like, hey guys, we're like, hey, in the middle of the road, there's the pothole. Trips and falls. It is, I did not, well, I tried so hard not to laugh. She got so mad at me. I was like, mom, that was the funniest thing ever. It is, and I love her for it because she like laughed it off, but I think she like wasted Lexi's drink, but I think she saved the food. But I was like, oh my goodness. And it was only her in the middle of the crosswalks. Like everyone that was like in the car got a full like front row seat of it. It was absolutely hilarious. But like, what would your most like funniest experiences be?
Well, my mom is the most funniest person. We have so many funny memories and she does a lot of interesting things, but I'm just gonna talk about the one that happened last night. So last night we were going to sleep, right? And then my mom decided to put on a concert for me. She decided to sing Eliza and the Hamilton, the Burn song. You know, I'm watching it burn. And I was like, oh my gosh. No. And she's a horrible singer. So she was started singing that. And I was like, I did not pay for this. I don't want a free concert, please. And then she kept singing. I was like, please just give me my money back. Give me my money back. And she's like, you know what? I don't take a hater. It's like, I'm not a hater. I'm a congratulator. But yeah, we have a lot of funny jokes that we make with each other. And we always, you know, laugh a lot with each other. As Nadia and Jaquil know, you can always just find us laughing, but there's like not one funny story. There's a bunch of them.
I guess for me, oh yes, there was this one time, this was actually recently, I'd say Wednesday of last week, I think. So I was on a Zoom call like normal with my class. I was doing this art field trip or whatever. And so my mom thought that my brother was in my room for whatever reason. And all of a sudden, she does not know that I'm on a Zoom call, and she comes busting in the room. And she's like, who blew up the toilet? And I'm like, oh, and like completely like just was like, oh. And everybody on the Zoom call was like, looked around like, whose mom was that? So I was so scared. So I just completely left the Zoom call. I didn't even care. I just left. But I was like, mom, that wasn't me. That was my brother. So that was funny. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna tell this one. But we do also have a lot of funny stories as well. But like, that's just one of the many that recently just came to my mind. So, yeah.
Okay. So this one happened like a couple months ago. Me and my mom sometimes like go around the neighborhood. Like I ride my bike and she rides the skateboard because she loves to skateboard for whatever reason. But we were riding, it's kind of similar to yours, Sydney. She fell. So we were riding and I was in front of her. I like sped up and went in front of her, and there was like this postman who was walking by as well. So when I'm riding, I look back and she like is saying, she's like crying and like is on the ground because she fell on the skateboard, and the postman was asking like, is she okay? But she scraped her like her knee or something, but she like tripped on a stick while she was riding, and then she just like flew forward, and like without her hands she probably would have bust her face, but luckily she used her hands, and that's like the first time I've seen her fall though. Like I've never seen her on the ground at all in my entire life, so that was surprising to see. So I would say that one.
I got respect for that postman though. Yeah. I got respect for that man.
No, I can't say the same. My mom is always on the ground. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm the clumsiest person, but she's definitely second place for that. Like I like turn around and she's like, I'm like, what are you doing? It is the funniest thing.
I've never seen my mom really fall either. Like it's, I mean, I might see her like sometimes just, well, I definitely see my brother falling all the time. That's one thing. But I never seen my mom fall. Like I've never seen it except for that one time when like we both like fell when I was a baby and we like got a scratch that was like the exact same. So that was actually kind of cool. But that was the only time that I remember her falling.
I saw my mom fall once at the roller rink, and when I told you I skated fast, like I've never skated so fast in my life when I saw her fall, and it was just like terrifying. But my mom's not a faller, she's more of a singer. As I told you, that funny thing that happened last night, if you know my mom, she would just bust out singing some random songs, and she adds like this little Kermit the Frog type of essence to it, and it just messes the whole entire song up. You're like, what are you doing?
Oh my goodness, you guys, I'm enjoying this conversation so much and like getting to know each other's moms better a little bit more, but we will continue this conversation right after this break.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
This is Sydney Chandler-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasted on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Nadia, Anna, and Jaquil, and we're just talking about the amazing experiences and like the sacrifices that our moms have made for us. Just a nice Mother's Day accolade to help represent our moms in the best way possible, because they are just wonderful people, and I'm so excited that we are doing this, and let's get right back into it. So for me and my mom are kind of like attached at the hip. So if she's gone or I'm gone, it's like this complete chaos. I wouldn't say chaos, but like there's some type of like, when are you coming back between us? And so I was gonna ask, like, what is the longest you think you guys could be away from your mom? Like, when my mom would go on trips, sometimes she visits our cousin in Colorado, she'll probably be gone for like 2 weeks, which I think I can stand, and like after that I'm like, come home please. So what's the longest that you guys think you would have, you can stand being away from your moms?
Okay, so I can't stand being away from my mom. Like, even if I'm like not even thinking about it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I finally just get to be alone on my phone and just not even have to be asked to do anything. But no, like seriously, even if I'm not even just missing her in general, because like she'll go to the store or something like that, or she'll go on a date with my dad or something like that, and I always have to call her for some reason. I'm just like, Mom, can you pick me up some snacks? Mom, when are you coming home? Mom. And I'm just like, why do I keep calling them? And like, they always get annoyed at me, but I don't know if I could stand 2 weeks. Like you just said, 2 weeks. It has to be less than a day.
So here's my story. So the first time, I always go to my grandma's house, but this was kind of different. So I rode on the Greyhound bus myself, because when we were back in Chicago, me and my mom would do a road trip to Michigan. It was a 4-hour drive. So I did the Greyhound bus myself, and it's like, okay, I get to ride the bus by myself. Let's go. And it was like very interesting, because like I kept texting my mom. My mom kept calling me. I kept calling her at every stop. And then when I finally got there, I was like, yeah, I'm with grandma. Grandma loves me. She'll do anything. And then it just got to a point where, like, I want to go back home. Like, after a week, I was just kind of like, I'm ready to go. Like, can my mom come and pick me up? And then when she came, it was like the sense of relief. And it was like, oh, you're home. And I gave her a big old hug.
Okay. I would say, like, it depends, though. Like, it depends on where I'm at. Like, if it's somewhere where I'm uncomfortable, like, because I'm very socially awkward, so if I'm in, like, a public setting and, like, I am not comfortable, then I'll be begging for my mom instantly. As soon as I get there, like, I'll just be wrapped around my mom's leg like I used to do when I was younger a lot. But if it's somewhere that I'm enjoying myself and that I want to be, like, for on vacation or something, I could last like a whole year, like, honestly, if it's somewhere like that, like, just to get a break, I will last a very long time. But if it's somewhere where I, like, am uncomfortable or where I really, like, need her to be there, like, just a, I would say, like, 5 seconds, I can last.
I'm definitely the same way. Like, sometimes if I'm on the way to an event where I have to kind of present myself or like talk about my podcast or something like that, on the way there, I'm fine. I'm like, okay, cool. This is great. I'm definitely a professional. And then we get there and I'm like, Mom, what do I say? I have a normal human interaction. And so she just kind of like pushes me in the right direction. Like, my mom is so good at that. Or like when I would have like Nutcracker performances in DC, my favorite like salad bar would be like a couple blocks down. If my parents weren't there yet, I would just walk down there. And so I would call her. I'm like, can you stay on the phone with me while I walk a couple blocks?
Oh my gosh, I've done that one a million times.
Like, my school is literally right behind me right now. And when I had to go do testing, I'm like, Mom, can you like stay on the phone with me? And literally, it's not even a block away. And I just had to stay on the phone because I was like, I don't want anybody to come steal me or anything like that. I was just so scared. But it was only one block away and I was looking at cars passing by. I was like,
I just need my mom's like support. Like, if I'm on like a business call or something like that, I will like have her like come on. I'll be like, can I add my mom to the call?
Yeah, please, just add her
on there real quick.
Yes, I had to, like, my phone was acting up yesterday and I had to do the same thing. I had to add one of my parents on. I was just like, please, I can't talk to these T-Mobile people without your help, please.
Yes. Yeah, weird connection. I cannot be away with her for a too long period of a time. But my next thing I want to talk about, like, do you guys have like a special song with your mom? For me and my mom, it's like My Girl. I can't think of the name of the artist for the life of me, but it's like,
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. If you guys know that song, but that's like me and my mom's song. Every time it comes on, or any like Kem song. I know my adults listening know who Kem is, but any of his songs, we love that, and we just like blast them in the car. But do you guys have any special songs that you share with your mom?
I would say me and my mom are 90s people. Well, of course, she was raised in the 90s, but me, I gotta act like I was raised there too. So every time like any 90s music comes on, we always like, I know every lyric to every song, especially Brandy. Me and my mom just be screaming off the top of our lungs, like, singing to the songs. Full Moon by Brandy is the one where I be singing on the top of my lungs. But it's just 90s songs like that. We don't have a specific song, but if it's like 90s, then of course, yeah, it's gonna be a great car ride.
For rap, I would say High Fashion by Roddy Ricch is a song that we always like dance to when it comes on. There's a lot of singing songs that I just forgot that are definitely up there, but I would say Roddy Ricch, that song is probably the song that we dance to a lot.
So me and my mom were kind of different. So like, don't get me wrong, I like her music, but I'm not that type of person. Like, she kind of is more into like the slow songs and I'm not into that. I'm more into like, you know, the fast beat, the rap songs, which she'll be into it too. But we kind of clash sometimes. And like, we're kind of just like, no, this is better. No, this is better. So we do have a few songs that we both like. I can't really think of any right now, but we kind of just like everything, but we kind of clash on everything too. So it's kind of weird, but we all, we like everything pretty much. And we do have those few songs that we both like, and we just sing at the top of our lungs, and we're just having so much fun in the car. So.
That's awesome. And there's nothing better than like jamming out to a nice song with your mom that both of you guys can connect, especially like Anna said, like songs from the 90s. There's nothing better than that. It's like nostalgic for them, and it's like fun for us to like know like this was their jam back in the day, you know? So like, yeah, it's always nice to like have a nice jam session and like.
I have a question. When you jam out to 90s songs, do you ever make it seem like you're in a music video in the car? Because I do, especially when it's raining. I make it seem like it's a music video.
Award-winning actress during that. I will go all out. Almost too much, but it's always the funnest time.
Actually, when in our Walmart, they kind of play some good music. I don't understand why. Like, it's kind of weird, but like usually Walmart just plays like the music that nobody knows. But in our Walmart, like they kind
of in the middle of Walmart.
Like seriously, we literally like I don't know, but I was kind of just they were playing some pretty good songs, like some nowadays songs and stuff, and I was like, man, mom, like this is really cool. And we started like dancing in the middle of Walmart, and we were just having a blast. But like my mom right now, she's into like Maverick music, Christian based, and she's really into that right now, and I kind of feel like I'm into it too a little bit. So it's. I feel like that's another thing that we both like too.
My mom would dance in the middle of a dollar store. Like if
oh no, yeah, we'd break it
down. or wig store. Like we were at a wig store over there in Maryland, and one of an old song came on, and my mom shook her leg and started dancing. And the person that worked there said, "Oh yeah, this was a jam." And I'm over here like, "Oh no."
That would be an awkward situation, but you know what? I can definitely understand.
All these wigs, like there's all these wigs here. So I'm like, we should be looking for a wig and like going. Why are we dancing in the middle of an aisle of wigs?
Like, guess we're like, dance lessons today, huh?
Right. It's free, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I think one more thing we can talk about before I let you guys go is, what is the biggest lesson that your mom has ever taught you? For me, my mom has just always taught me to be sure of myself because I'm the most indecisive person ever. Literally today, we went shopping, which is like me and my mom's favorite thing to do, retail therapy. It's my favorite thing to do ever, but I'm always like, should I get this? Should I? Even simple things like that. I'm like, should I get this or should I get that? She's like, get what you want. I'm like, oh, okay. So I just like it. She kind of leads me in the right direction always with things like that. And something that she's just always there to protect me. Like, even if it's something business related, she's like, Sydney, is this what you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. They're suggesting it. And she's like, well, do what you want to do. So she always pushes me in the right direction, which I'm always happy about. And even if I don't want to do it, like if there's some type of like interview or some type of event I have to be a part of, I'm like I don't want to do it, like I already have a lot going on. She's like, it'll be great for you, and I know that it's stressful, I know it's tiring, but she always supports me with things like that. And I just am so excited and so happy that she's just influenced me in such a powerful way. And she's just always there to protect me. And out of that outcome, it's always better and always just brings me up higher and higher. But what would you guys say is the biggest lesson your mom has taught you?
The biggest lesson that my mom taught me, well, she's taught me a lot of things in my life. And I guess to pick a few or one would probably be just to love yourself and to just always have God on your side, because without him, I mean, you really can't do anything. So that's one of the things she taught me, and really it has helped me a lot, because in negative situations, because you know, everybody can get down sometimes, and they have their ways, they have their feelings. She's taught me that if you always have God on your side, if you know who you are and what you are and who you're standing for, then you'll know that you can accomplish any obstacle, any giant, any negativity, anything that's coming your way with the power of God. So that's one thing that she taught me, and I've really cherished it all my life, and it's really helped me a lot. So I really thank her for that.
Yes, and we're sisters, so.
Exactly.
I mean, of course. a couple of lessons I think my mom has taught me is to be confident in your own skin, because, you know, I wasn't always confident in my own skin. So she always told me to just be confident in my own skin. Again, like Nadia said, love yourself, have God on your side. But she's always just taught me to never let people take you for granted. I'm a very person that cares for everyone, and that caring sometimes leads to them taking my kindness for granted. So my mom was always like, don't let anyone take your kindness for granted. I'm not saying you can't be kind, but just don't let anyone try to take your kindness for granted. So she's always taught me that, always try to help me to see the better situations and things, and has always told me to look things in a different light and to not be negative and to always be positive. So I just have to thank my mom for those lessons.
I think something that my mom has taught me is to, kind of similar to what you were saying, is to be confident in what I'm doing, and like making sure what I'm doing is something that I actually want to be doing, something that I'm actually passionate about. It's something that my mom makes me sure about every single day, to make sure that each single day, a lot of things that I do, a lot of things, so making sure that everything that I do, I still want to do. So I would say is to be sure about what you want to do.
That is so powerful. And again, I'm so happy that your moms have always been there for you, and my mom will always be there for me. And I hope everyone's Mother's Day was just amazing and just and a wonderful experience. I hope you all have appreciated and loved your moms as much as possible, because time is not promised. So hug your mom, hug her tight, kiss her, all those beautiful things. And I hope you all had an amazing Mother's Day, and I hope you're having an amazing start to your week. And thank you again, Nadia, Anna, and Jaquil, for joining me once again.
And this is perfect timing.